Hi there, and welcome to session 5 of What the Cluck, a podcast devoted to keeping chickens for fun and self-sufficiency. Stay tuned while we discuss 4 essential oils you can use with your chicken flock to increase their health and disease resistance. Hi, this is Maya from Frugal Chicken, and welcome to session 5 of What the Cluck, a podcast devoted to keeping chickens for fun and self-sufficiency. Today we'll go in depth on essential oils and talk about 4 essential oils you can use to help your flock with their health and promote a better immune system. So the 4 essential oils we're going to discuss today are, first off, oregano. And if you follow Frugal Chicken on the blog and on my Instagram account, you'll know that I'm a big proponent of oregano essential oil. Number 2, lemon essential oil, and we'll talk about how to use it in cleaning products for your coop. 3, tea tree oil, which is great for cuts and as a topical antibacterial. And number 4, we'll talk about frankincense, which, like tea tree oil, is great for wounds. It's really a really fascinating essential oil that we'll dive deep into in this podcast. We'll also talk about recipes and specifically how to use essential oils for your flock, and you'll walk away with information you can apply today with your own flock. So first, we're going to start with a little PSA, that's a public service announcement, when it comes to using essential oils with your animals. Some basic safety rules are to never put essential oils in your chicken's eyes or ears, and to always dilute it with a carrier oil, such as coconut oil, which also has antibacterial properties. Using a carrier oil to dilute essential oils goes especially for hot, and when I say hot, I mean more likely to sting or burn oils such as oregano oil. They're still okay to use, but you need to dilute them very well, and we'll talk more about how to do that later in this podcast. And finally, keep your essential oils out of the hands or paws of animals and children. So your first question is probably, why bother using essential oils at all? Well, that's an excellent question, and once upon a time, I asked that too. While I think modern medicine is reliable, there are a few reasons to consider using essential oils with your chickens. Probably the top reason is that essential oils are derived from natural substances such as plants and flowers. That's usually what they use. And these are plants and flowers that your chickens are likely to encounter and peck at anyways. So it's not really so much of a stretch to take advantage of the natural materials out there to benefit your flock. Now, a lot of essential oil proponents like to go on about how essential oils have been used for centuries, and all that's true. They've been used for centuries, obviously quite successfully, because humans have proliferated. And we have historical literature that discusses using essential oils, so we do have some basis for the research out there. But I also think it's important not just to rely on anecdotal evidence, but to look at research data. So I specifically chose the essential oils I've already mentioned, oregano, lemon, tea tree oil, and frankincense, because we do have research-backed information that these essential oils are effective. So you know it's my goal to give you research-backed information and not just hearsay, so that's why I went into researching the essential oils that we're going to discuss today. So another reason to consider using essential oils, and this is pretty important for your chickens, is that there are no withdrawal times. And withdrawal times when you're using medication can be kind of frustrating because you have chickens that are producing eggs, but you can't eat them. So using something that doesn't require a withdrawal time is a way to avoid that frustration. And so, using essential oils becomes important if you want to consume the eggs and, if you want the meat from your chickens, which you wouldn't be able to do if you used an antibiotic. So a lot of antibiotics, and again, I'm not a vet, but I know this from experience, a lot of antibiotics have a two-week to a 30-day withdrawal period. The length of time depends on the antibiotic. And with some of those superbugs out there, like MRSA and all that, we want to avoid ingesting antibiotics if they're not necessary for us as human beings. So in this case, essential oils do have a clear advantage over antibiotics, especially if you need to treat something small like a cut or a scrape, or something of that nature, and you want to keep bacteria and everything away, but you don't want to deal with withdrawal times or ingesting antibiotics unnecessarily. So now a third reason, and this is pretty important, is that you can also use essential oils as a natural cleaner to disinfect your coop. So if you need to clean an especially grimy food bowl or water or whatever, essential oils are a great way to do that without introducing chemicals into your coop and into your chickens. Bleach is great, but if you want to avoid bleach, you can use essential oils as a way to avoid that. Chickens are also kind of sensitive, so when it comes to cleaning, the more natural, the better, and we'll go over ways to make all-natural cleaners. So as a person who prefers hard evidence, over the years I've become pretty skeptical about a lot of the information out there when it comes to essential oils. And it's not because I believe that they don't work or just have something against them, but because the essential oil industry at the user level, which means people like you and me using it, It relies heavily on anecdotal evidence, and so for a lot of, in a lot of ways, it's like a moving target. So we don't really know what's effective and what amounts that we as a Western society work because we really haven't done our research on it. So, like I said, already said, the information we talk about today is research-backed, and we do have information that these essential oils are effective. So another thing that I should mention before we talk about each oil is that if you don't want to purchase essential oils, then you can also offer fresh herbs to your chickens in place of the oils. For some oils like oregano, this is a very effective way to give them the oregano essential oil without actually having to go out and buy the essential oil. I do try to steer people clear of dry herbs because I find fresh herbs are much more effective. And when they make essential oils, they use fresh herbs because that's where the essential oils are the most potent and the most bioavailable. So if you are given the choice, go with fresh herbs over dry. And you know, that's just my general advice. You can do whatever you want, but that's what I do. So the first essential oil we'll talk about is oregano. Oregano has become more and more popular in the poultry industry as it's been proven that it's effective in promoting flock health, and at times it's more effective than antibiotics. So in the show notes, I'll link you to some articles that you can read, but while it's still a small number of large poultry producers that have made the switch to using oregano essential oil, there's mounting evidence that as bacteria becomes more and more resistant to our antibiotics that we've manufactured, oregano is more effective, and it's something that research have actually been pretty stunned about, you know, as they've learned about it. These farms, and there's one that the New York Times profiled back in Pennsylvania back in 2012, it uses both essential oils and also fresh herbs. So going back to, you know, if you don't want to offer oregano essential oil, you're afraid of it, or you don't want to hurt your flock or whatever, you can offer fresh herbs. This farm uses both fresh and essential oils. So they pump in the essential oils using a spray system, kind of like a fly spray system, if you know what that is. And the fresh oregano they offer loosely and in bunches for the chickens to peck at whenever they want to. The same farm also uses cinnamon to the mixture. They add it to the mixture that they feed their chickens, but oregano really makes up the bulk of the essential oils that they're relying on. So in our homestead, we do rely on antibiotics for big things like cellulitis. For something like that, you know, I'm not a vet, but you really want to use something that's super strong, like an antibiotic. But we're moving more towards using essential oils for everyday issues like cuts and scrapes, mostly because there's no withdrawal times, like we talked about, and there's no danger of accidentally consuming antibiotics. So this is pretty important to us since the CDC back in 2012 issued a statement that, quote, limiting the use of medically important human antibiotics in food animals, unquote, is something that they support. So to use oregano in your own flock, like I said, you can offer it fresh and free choice to promote everyday health. Oregano is easy to grow indoors, so even in winter you can have a fresh supply. You can offer it in a bouquet, let them peck it at will, and then change out the oregano leaves when necessary. So if they've pecked at it a lot or it gets dry or whatever, you can just remove it and put new fresh stuff in there. If you use fermented feed, you can add a drop of the essential oil to the feed to give oregano internally. I don't personally do this, but it is an option for you. Another option is also just to add oregano leaves to their feed. If you want to ferment your chicken feed but you don't know how, there's a link in the show notes to the blog where I show you how to do that, and hopefully that will help you out. And just as a side note, fermenting your chicken feed is a really good thing to do, and you can just drop some oregano in there for them. If you do need to use oregano essential oil for a cut or a scrape, what you can do is add a few drops to 4 ounces of coconut oil, and you will need, again, to dilute the oregano oil because it could burn your chickens otherwise. You can melt the coconut oil, add your few drops in, allow the entire mixture to reharden, and then apply it topically to the cut or scrape on your chicken. So the second essential oil that we'll talk about is lemon essential oil. And you can also use other citrus essential oils, but we'll talk today about lemon. And you can use it to make cleaning products for your coop, which we've already talked about. Chickens, especially in large flocks, are susceptible to things like upper respiratory infections, particularly because of the buildup of ammonia and other nasties from their manure in the coop. So making sure the coop is clean is really important because upper respiratory infections, especially in chickens, they're particularly hard to get rid of, and it can affect egg production. If your chicken is fighting off an illness, they have less energy to give to egg production. So that kind of makes sense. So lemon essential oil is antiseptic and it's also antibacterial, so it has those properties. And it also, you know, by its very nature, has a refreshing scent. So lemon oil is also deodorizing, which means that it's great for getting rid of unpleasant odors in your coop and all that sort of stuff. And it's an effective natural cleaner for greasy surfaces. So if you want to use it in your home, you have a greasy surface, you can do that. It's really good for cleaning things like manure, which can also get kind of greasy and gunky and stuff like that. So now let's talk a bit about how to make cleaners with them. So for this, I tapped into my friend Angela, who's at The Untrained Housewife. That's her blog. So she's an expert in making all natural cleaners with essential oils. So to make a great all-purpose cleaner with lemon essential oil, Angela told us to add 10 to 20 drops of lemon essential oil or your favorite citrus essential oil to a 5 gallon bucket of water. Again, with essential oils, you'll want to dilute them before using them on anything in your coop to make sure that they won't burn your chickens. And also just to get more bang for your buck and to stretch out the antibacterial properties of the oil. So you can use the cleaner that you make with the lemon essential oil as it sits, or you can transfer it to a spray bottle. So you can use it, dunk a washcloth in there to wipe everything down, or you can use a spray bottle. Now be sure to remix your cleaner every time you go to use it, because the essential oils will separate from the water, and I do recommend after spraying the solution, wiping it down on whatever surface you're trying to clean to spread the essential oils. Now, if you want to know more about making all natural cleaners, Angela also has a book you can get for free on her website, which is untrainedhousewife.com. I personally read her book, and it's a really great resource. So if you want more ideas for using essential oils for homemade cleaners and other ways to use it around your house and around your animals, check out her book, and I'll put a link in the show notes where you can get her book for free. So now the third essential oil we'll talk about is tea tree oil. And you can use it to combat germs and other bugs and as the antibacterial on sores and for skin conditions. We all know in people we use tea tree oil for skin conditions, and it's really no different for your chickens. So a study performed in Australia and published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology showed that tea tree oil is particularly effective against bacteria common in chicken feces, and that can also taint meat. Which is particularly why it was studied. If you don't know, most studies on chickens are done to study the effects of such and such on the meat. So tea tree oil, it's really good to use it on yourself in a carrier. You make some sort of lotion or solution or antibacterial hand wash after handling your chickens or cleaning the coop because it is proven effective against the bacteria that can come up in chicken feces. So to use tea tree oil on your chickens if they have a skin issue, add a drop or two to 4 ounces of coconut oil or another carrier oil. So what you want to do is you want to melt the coconut oil, then add your drop of tea tree oil, then transfer it to a clean jar and allow it to reharden. Now, one thing you want to remember is that tea tree oil also has the potential to be poisonous to chickens, especially if they take it internally, so if they eat it, and if it's used in large quantities. I mention it here because it does help with certain skin issues that chickens can come up with, but you need to be aware to heavily dilute it and to rub it in so that the chickens can't peck at it. You can also use tea tree oil to make natural cleaning supplies by combining it with the lemon essential oil that we already talked about, or if you want, you can just substitute it for the lemon. Another option is to use tea tree oil in natural fly sprays, which you can make yourself in your own kitchen. And this becomes particularly important in the summer when flies are at their worst. And if you have chickens in a homestead, you know what I'm talking about. So in the show notes, what I'll do is I'll put a link to my natural fly repellent recipe, and you can just add 20 drops of tea tree oil to that recipe in order to incorporate it into your natural fly spray. And you can use that fly spray in the coop. If you do end up using it in your coop, use it while you air out the coop to reduce the amount of the oil that your chickens will inhale, because like I said already, large quantities of it can be poisonous. So the fourth essential oil that we're going to discuss is frankincense. And if you don't know what that is, it's the same stuff that is discussed in the Bible. Frankincense is the essential oil made from the resin of the Boswellia tree, and it's considered to be one of the most potent essential oils out there. It's also one of the most important, but it's one of the most potent essential oils out there. So interestingly enough, over the past couple of years, research on frankincense has really ramped up, in part because it's showing signs that it's effective against cancer. So some studies have shown that it can actually fight cancer cells. But for our purposes today, we're going to talk about frankincense as it's used for treating wounds, which it's also very effective for. So a study performed in 2012 in Oman, which is one place where resin from the Boswellia tree is harvested, showed that frankincense was effective against common bacteria. This study was also published in an industry journal called Chemistry and Biodiversity. So my friend Janet at Timber Creek Farm has a great recipe for wound care treatment specifically made for chickens, which you can make with lavender oil and frankincense oil. And if you don't have lavender oil on hand, you can only use frankincense. So there is a little bit of leeway in terms of the oil that you use. So particularly, we're going to discuss making it with frankincense oil. She published this recipe on Backyard Poultry Magazine, and I'll share the recipe with you here, with Janet's permission, of course. And you can also look at the show notes for the direct link to that article. So to make a very effective wound care treatment for your chickens, take 4 ounces of coconut oil, 12 drops of lavender essential oil, and 12 drops of frankincense oil. Melt the coconut oil, add all your drops of the lavender essential oil and the frankincense oil, and mix. Pour it into a container and allow the mixture to reharden. And then you can just use it from there once it's cool. And according to Janet, it's perfect for minor wounds and abrasions. And if you want to, you can also add tea tree oil for additional antibacterial properties. So I hope this podcast provides some insight into using essential oils to benefit your flock. In the show notes, I'll include a link where you can buy essential oils through a trusted friend of mine, Janet at Timber Creek Farm, who gave us the frankincense wound care recipe. And I also rely on her for my own essential oils, since I don't personally sell them myself. As always, feel free to contact me with any comments or questions, and be sure to check out other chicken-related articles on the blog at thefrugalchicken.com. If you like this podcast, please feel free to give it a review and ratings on iTunes. I would definitely appreciate that. And don't forget to subscribe to What the Cluck on iTunes so you don't miss an episode. Be sure to subscribe to Frugal Chicken on YouTube for chicken and homesteading videos. And if you haven't checked out my new chicken nutrition course, Feeding Your Hens Right, which comes out in January, head over to feedingyourhensright.com, and it's all one word, to take a look. In that course, we dive deeper into using essential oils, amongst other chicken nutrition-related topics. But we do dive deep into using essential oils in your chicken's diet, and right now you can actually get a special discount. Thanks for listening to What the Cluck, and I'll see you next time.